Wisconsin Eye is back at the UW-Milwaukee Student Union. We asked four UW-Milwaukee students to take a look at, to watch and to think about and analyze Governor Walker's 7th State of the State speech, and we did that. It was about 39 minutes long. Thank you all. You were all very attentive, took notes as I did. I have obviously several questions, and I want to get your reaction, but my first overview question is, you just watched a 39-minute speech. What did you learn about Wisconsin, about politics, about the governor? Just your number one impression. Mike, you want to start?
Yeah. I guess the one thing that I learned that I was most excited to hear was that they'd be further investing into education after the last biennium where they actually did the opposite.
Okay. Thank you.
So I was very excited as a student to hear that.
I'm going to come back to that. Lauren?
I was excited to hear about better workforce preparation.
Okay. Dana?
I was really surprised that there was so much conversation about people with disabilities. As a person with a disability, I don't necessarily see that coming from the state as much. I'm surprised that it's part of the dialogue.
Okay, thank you.
Melissa? I would say what interested me was the employment and how they want people to be ready, and they're implementing programs in high schools and through many reforms. So that was interesting.
Now, let's come back to higher education. I learned something there. The news, part of the news in this, and reporters like me are writing stories, the governor vowed that there'll be a cut in resident undergraduate tuition from the UW system. Do I hear any hoorays? No?
No. For an out-of-state student, I pay 4 to 5 times what an in-state student pays, and then mm-hmm. I'm wondering how that's going to be affected by cutting in-state tuition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So if you lower resident tuition, you as an out-of-state student, and you've got reciprocity. Are you
same? The Midwest
exchange. I don't.
You're very afraid.
Yeah, I'm
what
really
your
afraid.
Next tuition next
yeah.
year will be.
Yeah.
Mike, you're
yeah.
from Brookfield.
Yeah, I'm Brookfield. I'm in-state. So, you know, part of me is, you know, excited to be paying less tuition, although I'm graduating in May. But I think more to the point is when you cut tuition, that means services get cut.
Yeah.
And so the question is, what are we going to lose as a result of cutting tuition? I mean, nothing's free in this world. The money needs mm-hmm. to be coming from somewhere, or parts of the university are going to be gone.
Yeah.
And after seeing what happened this last biennium 2 years ago, frankly, I'm scared of what they're going to get rid of next.
I've got to come back yeah. to that, Mike. The current budget cut state aid to the University of Wisconsin system by $250 million over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's important. Did you see those cuts in your academic instructions and classes here on this campus?
Absolutely.
How, Dana? How?
So my department, I have to take Hebrew as part of my educational plan, and our Hebrew department was almost entirely cut this past semester. My major as a Jewish studies major is always under attack from budget cuts, and most of my classes are now being taught online with one professor teaching three sections instead of in class, and that's detrimental to me and my learning style. Part of the reason I came here was for like the individualized learning style of our smaller majors, and it's being cut, and I no longer have those opportunities. One of the reasons that I'm on a fast track 3-year graduation plan is so that I'm not stuck only taking online classes my senior year, because that's how it's going to end up being with my major.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Others of you, larger class size, are some classes scheduled, and was it directly attributable to the cut in state aid?
Yeah, I mean, on a similar note, I mean, I work as an orientation leader in this a couple summers ago, working with students that need help in preparation to actually come to school and be ready to learn, be ready to work here as full-time students. And the way that we changed the program was directly responsible to a cut in funding. Students that are less prepared, that need the most help, are getting less and less help every time that you cut, you know, support for a school. So, yeah, less tuition's great, but if you're getting a worse education, I mean, that's what you're really asking. You know, would you rather have a worse education for less money? Depends how much worse. Depends how much less money. You know, so we'll see where the numbers come out. But after seeing this last biennium, I'm definitely scared. You know.
So you're worried about the university that you're going to graduate from in the
yeah.
spring?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I worry about the students that I'm leaving behind that I was their orientation leader for. I mean, this is real for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any PSs from Melissa or Lauren on that? Have you seen the results of the cut in state aid that you can remember that you've noticed?
Mm-hmm. Not that I've
noticed, no. Not necessarily personally for me experiencing.
Okay. Let's move on to workforce development. You're all bright enough to graduate from school, and people like me would like you to have careers in Wisconsin. How do you feel about Wisconsin as a place to work? Do you see yourselves working here 5, 6, 7, 8 years? This workforce issue in the governor's speech is a major issue. How do you feel about your future careers and chances of working here?
I'll jump in. Okay. I love the city of Milwaukee. I love the state of Wisconsin. Again, what I think it comes down to is, you know, when he says workforce development versus what is actually the implication for the future. Wisconsin is one of the premier examples across the nation in higher education for having amazing universities, as he correctly referenced, but that aren't being supported. And as he just mentioned, the tuition cuts, we'll see if it's offset by, you know, an increase in funding. We can only hope, but, you know, I sincerely doubt it, given the history of the Wisconsin government. But, you know, if it's supported, it'd be great. But we also, you know, are being told by the workforce development, by the government, that, you know, fewer people need to go to college. Businesses are saying the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Conservative and liberal think tanks are saying the exact opposite. This is a time, more so than ever, that the United States needs to invest higher in education and get students through that pipeline and not through technical schools. You know, there are jobs in technical schools, but the future of America is in with people with bachelor's degrees or even higher. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's really a secret, if you talk to people after they graduate, that it's difficult to find a job without a master's degree or a PhD. Mm-hmm. The answer is not to stop. The answer is not to cut higher education and push people to technical schools. That's exactly the opposite answer.
Any of you others hope to work in Wisconsin? Do you see it as a good place to work? Lauren, please.
Well, since coming to Milwaukee, coming from Minnesota, I fell in love with the city of Milwaukee, and I would mm-hmm. love to work in potentially public school system of Milwaukee. But my reasoning behind that is because the teachers who work, not all teachers who work in Milwaukee public school system are not passionate about their careers, but I would like to be a passionate teacher and give kids a better chance at an education that they deserve.
What grade do you hope to teach, Lauren?
I would like to teach somewhere from first to third grade.
Have you done some internships in there?
Yep.
So you're
yep.
well aware of the issues.
Yep. I've worked in a couple different schools in Milwaukee over the past few years. So.
And you want to make a difference in kids' lives.
I do.
And do you know the MPS 4-year graduation rate?
Not off the top of my head, but it's not very great.
58%. So people admit it, there's a long way to go, but mm-hmm. it needs passionate, dedicated teachers like
yes.
you. Do you see yourself working with, you hope to work in Wisconsin?
I wouldn't it be open just because I need opportunity for the field that I'm going into. I feel that you need the right opportunity, and if Wisconsin's willing to give that to me, then great. But I personally don't feel that it's going to be the best fit for me. Just because I with my major communications and the whole marketing, I guess it depends on the company and how much they value you. But if I feel that I'm a very, very valuable worker, I'm not going to, you know, settle when I know other people would value my skills.
As I go through my notes of what the governor said, he said the UW system is thriving. I'm not going to, we already covered that. He said helping students get through college sooner. You've expressed your concern about that. I counted 8 times he said, "We are working and winning for Wisconsin." Could I get your visceral reaction to that?
It's not working.
Is
for
it
so
cheesy? Because we're number one
it's
in cheese.
So.
we'll be happy about that.
Let's talk about the symbolism there. Yeah. It's 8 times. We are working and winning for Wisconsin, and we're number one in cheese. But I'm sorry I interrupted you, Dana. It doesn't sound like that resonated with you.
It's not working for a lot of people. And I know mm-hmm. there are a lot of people who grew up here, who love it here, who see that, like, yes, there's a struggle to find opportunity, but there are opportunities. But as a college student, so many of my peers are talking about moving away from here because there's not that opportunity. Okay. That the opportunities are in manufacturing, they are in technical work, and that businesses are struggling to thrive and struggling to support academics coming out of college, except in an academic setting, but that's limited, of course.
Well, and EPS is because he twice said the state of Wisconsin is strong. Do you have questions about that, about how he categorizes it?
Yeah, I think there's a really distinct line between the Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin state of Milwaukee County in southeastern Wisconsin versus the rest of the state and how they're doing. You know, I can only speak for myself as a pre-medical student. I volunteered a clinic. I can see the pain that these people go through in their everyday life just to get access to medical care. He references a high rate of insurance for the people of the state. That is because of the Affordable Care Act. Milwaukee was the top city in the country for enrolling people into the Affordable Care Act. So it's difficult to listen to a governor that is proud of our rate of insurance, and the next sentence directly says that Obamacare is ruining this state. It's difficult to see as a pre-medical student, and it's difficult as a citizen of Wisconsin to hear him talk about how great our state is when time and time again, you know, the state government has ignored Milwaukee and ignored Milwaukee's problems.
Yeah, and just to comment on that just really quickly, he was also talking about how high school graduation rates and
ACT scores.
And ACT scores. In Milwaukee, that is the exact opposite of the rest of the state, apparently, according to Scott Walker. And also with literacy rates and with not only getting through high school, but getting through middle school successfully and getting through K through 5 successfully. It's not a reality for so much of Milwaukee, and that seems to be
the thing that stood out to me when he mentioned public schools. Yeah, his kids go to public schools in Waukesha. Wauwatosa.
They both graduated, I think, from Tosa East.
Yes. And his family is supporters of public schools, but it's not the same. You cannot compare Milwaukee Public School compared to the other suburbs around here.
Mike raised an elephant in the room, healthcare. Are you concerned as future, having careers in the future, about healthcare as this nation debates the future of the Affordable Care Act and any changes that are going to be passed by the new majorities in Congress? Talk to me about your concerns about healthcare long term.
I'm really concerned about access to contraceptives and healthcare for women and female-bodied people because it's such a concern. I was just doing my research on it, and in the state, it costs $700 with the deductions from state help to get an intrauterine device, which is unreasonable, and it's often the healthiest choice for a lot of people searching for contraceptive help. And it's ridiculous, and just the act, like, I'm just going to stop.
Okay. So healthcare is a concern.
Healthcare is a huge concern.
Of all of you. Another topic nationally that obviously the governors don't talk about, but I've got to ask it. Do you think Social Security will be there for you?
Do the math.
Mike, what do you mean?
Those that have done the math are worried.
Okay.
I don't count myself among the group of experts. Obviously, I'm just a student, but... it's definitely, you know, something that's been around in the news is, you know, Social Security very well might not be there by the time our generation grows up. But, you know, it wouldn't be the first time that our generation ends up with problems that we did not create. So we're ready for it. We're prepared.
Are we?
We will be by then.
We will be by then?
We'll figure out. I don't know.
Our generation perhaps hasn't been the best stewards.
We like you. You seem nice. All right, I don't mean to point fingers.
I understand.
But there's been a lot of promises that have been made that this current generation, that the generation currently in power has made that they won't have to see the end of. It's just one way to put it, I suppose.
The governor talked about having people pass drug tests to qualify for some benefits and to be able to be placed in jobs. Last week, he called a special session of the legislature on the heroin epidemic. He didn't mention the heroin epidemic. None of you can cure the heroin epidemic, but I'm just wondering your thoughts on it and everyday issues for people you know, things like that. So it wasn't mentioned, even though he could just call it a special session. So just your open thoughts on the heroin epidemic nationally and in the state.
I did appreciate how he said that individuals who were unable to pass the drug test would be given rehabilitation, because I think that it's important to look at these types of issues as like a health concern, and to address them as such. And so seeing this as like an issue that needs to be addressed medically, instead of something necessarily criminalizing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else on the heroin epidemic? Thoughts?
I think that just kind of ties into what his wife had mentioned about the trauma-informed care.
Yes.
With the finding the cause of people's behaviors and trying to, people who have dealt with early adversity and trying to help them instead of just, you know, like you said, just throwing them in jail or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Best line of the speech? You remember any?
Gotta be the Packers.
Gotta be the Packers?
I was really...
Best line, Dana.
Best line was when he addressed tribal leaders, when he was addressing the assembly, that that's something that I'm not used to, someone from who's not from this state, and just something that I really appreciated, that we're taking the time as a state to recognize our tribal leaders and people who are bringing that to the table. Hopefully we continue to listen to tribal leaders and their needs and their expectations of what our government should be doing to support them. But
thank you for noticing it. Yeah. Any other nominees for best line? Mm-hmm. Denny?
It's got to be, I guess the, you know, on a serious note, the line that I appreciated most was that he does, he did reference the amount of insured people in the state, and I'm glad that he recognizes that as an important thing, and I hope that, you know, he continues to take the steps to support health care for the poor of Wisconsin.
Now, I think, Mike, you had said you're the only one that had seen a previous State of the State speech. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, just your overall impression of the State of the State, which governors consider their report card to Wisconsin. Overall impressions of the state go down the line. Lauren, what'd you think? State of the State speech is?
Interesting. I thought it was interesting to hear all these statistics and numbers that he was throwing out about, you know, we're decreasing taxes and we're adding more money over here to this program. I think what I was wondering was more about the how that was happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'll come in his budget message schedule, I think, for the second week in February.
Mm, okay.
Same question, Dana?
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
What did I ask you, Laura?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Senior moment. overall reaction to the concept now, okay. The State of the State, now that you've watched one?
I think it's just a big breaststroke of all of the good things that are happening. And didn't really address a lot of the concerns that I have for the state, and that I hear from my peers as well. That it was just like, here are all the great things. Let me tell you how great we're doing. And I get that's what politicians want to do, but it doesn't really serve us.
Politicians of both sides, right?
Of both sides, yeah. Of all sides. And I don't think it serves us necessarily as well as an address could be.
Others?
Yeah, I agree. I think it sounds good, everything he says, and the way he says it sounds good. He looks good, you know, to everybody, but there's more issues that he should address.
Okay, now, Mike, you saw one. Mm-hmm. You saw one. How did this compare?
Oh, it's the same every year. The same year, a lot of taxes were cut, and everyone's doing great. And then the next year, they talk about how the previous year it was worse, but now it's better. And, I mean, like you said before, it's both sides every year, and you know, you asked me before the show, you know, what is something that you think of when you hear the word politics? And the first thing that came to my head is people don't listen. It's not helpful to the people of Wisconsin to talk about how great it is. We do a big celebration, do a State of the State, you know, every year, and talk about how low unemployment is depending on how you cross the numbers, how high medium wage is depending on how you crush the numbers, and how healthy we are and how great our educational system is depending on how you crush the numbers. But that's not helpful. That's ignoring the problems, and I think that, again, people are out of touch.
Mm-hmm. Boy, do I have a 10,000-foot question for everybody here. Can the current political system of D and R's solve the problems that your generation will be facing? Lauren, you were the first to shake your head no. Could you elaborate, please?
Yeah, I don't think that the current divide of the bipartisan thing, for lack of
better,
versus
ours.
Sure, yep, that.
The strict partisanship in Madison and Washington, excuse me.
Will do anything to help solve, because there is such a divide between the two that they just butt heads with each other, and there needs to be more, a more diverse group talking about these issues. People from differing like political parties and differing backgrounds.
Does your generation need to form a new party?
I don't think it's necessarily about new parties. I think it's about splitting up the parties that we already have into groups of people who agree with each other on all of the issues. Because you see fighting within the Republican Party and within the Democratic Party. And then you're not voting for a candidate or for policy or for legislation that you want to vote for. You're voting for what your party is voting for. Or you're voting for bits and pieces. And unfortunately, we can't pick out, like, as it is right now, we can't say, this is what I support and this is what I'm voting for. We have to take all of it in one big package. You see that with all the Republicans who hated Trump but voted for Trump, and all the people on the left who hated Clinton but voted for her anyways because she was a better option. But we don't want a better option. We want options that reflect what we believe in.
Alyssa, your thoughts?
I don't know if I can top that answer.
Well, the you've just watched the State of the State, which is a political report card. Does it offer you any more interest in the in politics? Because you can go one of two ways. You can say politics, no, I'm not going to participate, or you can participate to a certain degree, or you can go all in to try to make change and to try to solve the problems that will face all Americans, my generation and your generation. The State of the State, more encouraged about politics, more willing to get actively engaged, or, boy, I just wasted 2 hours of my life that I can't get back. Anybody?
I'd say it's a wake-up call, you know, at the discrete level to make sure Milwaukee is, you know, can be louder with, you know, our problems, but also a wake-up call to for Milwaukee to reach out to the rest of the state and try to make better footholds within each
Follow
other.
Follow up, how active are you going to be politically as you begin your career, Mike?
I mean, as someone that's going to be a physician someday, I hope to be active in terms of healthcare, and, you know, I think it's important that, you know, all physicians are active in the healthcare debate. I think that's a big problem with why the current ACA is under so much attack, is because physicians are largely silent about it. I think we would be doing a much better job of healthcare if doctors were louder about what they actually saw and what they actually practiced.
Anybody else on whether this dose of politics has engaged you or make you want to walk away?
Yeah, as someone who wants to be a spiritual and religious leader in my community and hopefully reach out to communities that aren't necessarily just like me, that I see this as, a call to justice and a call to get out there and fix the problems that I see, not so that I myself can necessarily always benefit from it, but so that it works for everyone in a way that is most beneficial to the greatest number of people. And just hearing about the issues in this state makes me want to work harder for this state. Mm-hmm. And hearing about the issues in the nation makes me want to get involved with all of those as well.
Whatever side you take, we need that energy, Dana. Keep it. Alyssa and Lauren, in terms of the future?
I felt more encouraged just to educate myself and know more about what's going on, not only locally but nationally. And especially, even though sometimes people feel that their vote doesn't matter, they can't do much, I think you can always start small and, you know, grow and get bigger.
Okay. And Lauren, any PSs?
I wouldn't say it encouraged me, but I will definitely be more involved and be, like what Alyssa said, educate myself more, because going into the education system, I will need to be aware of what's going on and aware of how these policies will affect me and affect the kids that I work with.
Okay, how's this for a final question? You're just about to begin your next semester. Mm-hmm. You just got grades from first semester.
Oh.
I want you to grade this speech.
Oh.
I want you to grade this speech.
What kind of a scale?
On a scale of public policy, not raw politics, does that mean you want to go first, Dana?
No.
Okay. Michael, go first.
Oh, okay.
As the student body president.
You know, as I mentioned before, I would have liked to see a speech with more substance and more of the hows and not just, you know, crunching the numbers without telling us how they did it. So I'd give it a solid C.
Solid C. Professor Mike, solid C. Okay.
Maybe C minus, but, you know.
Okay. Professor Ellis?
I would say B minus, right, a little right above that, because he did explain how Milwaukee's, you know, improving, doing better, and he did have the numbers for that. However, he should have elaborated a lot more, I believe.
Okay. Professor Lauren?
I think for the purpose of the speech, to, like, give a good temperature reading on where Wisconsin is, I'd give it a B. I would have liked to hear a little bit more about growth points for Wisconsin, where we can improve and be better going into the next year, but I think it did a good job of hitting the hard, this is what we're doing great at, so.
Okay, yeah. Now your turn, Professor Dana.
I'd go again with like a C or a C minus, because it was just the surface level, and if you're looking for, like many of our professors looking for, a deeper analysis of the issues and better understanding, or at least being able to express a deeper understanding of the issues, then kind of fell short.
Okay, any final comments? Any of you intend to give up an hour of your life when he gives the budget address in February?
Sure. You have my email.
Okay. No, the State of the State speech lays out broad concepts, mm-hmm. the real nuts and bolts and the money in terms of how much for the UW, how much for the prison system, how much for K-12, mm-hmm. how much for an expansion of the choice. That'll come in the budget speech. So I want to thank you for giving Wisconsin and I this time and looking at a State of the State speech that I don't think you would have otherwise looked at.
No,
right?
I wouldn't.
Right?
Have.
So thank you, Alyssa, yeah. Mike, Lauren, and Dana.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.